Stephen. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Glad you talk for yourself. It's nice that you're back with us. What's the big idea in this manifesto? You talk about the Green New Deal in this an awful lot. Is that your big central idea?
It is, because what the Green New Deal is about providing solutions that are good for the economy, good for people and good for the environment. And we have to recognise that throughout the last programme for government, and I assume in the next programme for government, we have priorities in terms of the economy, in terms of social issues, in terms of the environment. So there's no point putting in policies that might be good for the economy but are environmentally damaging, so another department has to pay for the clean-up of that. There's no point in putting in economic measures that perhaps are bad for people. So it's about finding a balance between those three issues of the economy, social issues and environmental issues, and that's what we seek to do. The idea of the Green New Deal is, for example, we take the housing scheme, which is the priority and is being costed, and we would put as a priority in the next assembly. Through insulating people's homes and through putting in other energy efficiency measures, we can create jobs, we can reduce people's home heating bills, which means helping tackle fuel poverty, and we can also reduce carbon emissions, which not only helps tackle or helps us meet our climate change targets, but also actually helps clean up our air and improve health of people.
You know what I'm going to say. How much would that cost?
It would cost $75 million a year to implement this, so $300 million over the term of the next assembly.
You keep on saying that this would create jobs. You're essentially paying construction workers to insulate homes. That's part of the creating jobs. That's not permanent jobs, though. You can only insulate a home once.
Well, this would help us get through a difficult time in the construction
sector. You're not creating jobs. You're creating part-time.
What we're doing is providing employment in a difficult time, in a time of recession. This is a way that the government can step in health. And I will point out that $75 million investment from the government would be matched with $150 million investment from the private sector.
And how long would those jobs last, Stephen?
Well, we're looking at this manifesto is for the next assembly, so that's over the next 4 years. That scheme could continue. And if you look at the Green New Deal housing scheme, it proposes, you know, here's what we can do now, here's what we can do in the future. So this can be a long-term thing if we have the commitment to it from other parties and from the Northern Ireland Executive.
And is the private sector money for that guaranteed? Have you got a commitment to it?
The Green New Deal housing scheme was produced by, among others, the CBI, trade unions, environmental groups. So, you know, we've got business interest groups involved in this manifesto, signed up to it, supporting it and urging government to deliver it.
But let me just underpin, if Steve agrees, the way in which the private sector is involved is every householder has to pay a proportion of the cost of doing it. And what they're doing is they're inventing a subsidy scheme or an incentive so that householders will be prepared to do it. It's still to be proven that householders will actually buy into the scheme, but nevertheless it's an advancing scheme and quite useful. I mean, it's only a small part of the green agenda they're setting. Take, for example, the issue, the party in their manifesto, they talk about the extent to which we import fossil fuels and they would like to see us not importing fossil fuels. The short answer to that is, well, what would it do to the price of electricity if we didn't use fossil fuels? And I think, I'd like to ask Steve, in terms of their manifesto for replacing fossil fuels, are you actually saying the price of electricity would have to go up?
Okay, there was a couple of points there and I'll address them. In terms of how people would pay for the insulation, it would be a pay-as-you-save scheme. So what's been worked out in this scheme has been tried in Kirklees, where the Greens were on council. People would save on average £100 their electricity bills. Essentially what they would pay, or in their heating bills, sorry, they would pay back the money through their bills, but the estimates are the money saved will be more than the repayments, and that's how it would be worked out. Nobody would be forced to sign up to this scheme, but the incentives would be there. So on average, people will save £100 per year while paying back for the insulation that they're in. To answer John's point as well about the consumption of fossil fuels,
they would need to save that money because you're going to charge them water charges, aren't
you? We aren't. I'm happy to come back to that, but to answer John's point about the fossil fuels, we currently spend £2 billion a year in Northern Ireland on imported fuels. Oil and gas prices are going up because they are running out, and that's going to continue to happen. So this is about moving away.
What's from the alternative, Stephen?
To fossil fuels. The alternative is invest in renewable energy. Scotland has set a target for 2020 to be 100% renewable electricity production.